I think the commentary that calls him a joke is nuts. He is saying the things that millions of Americans shout at their television sets every night. He's saying it with authenticity. He is a cultural icon in this country. There's 350 million of our fellow Americans out there. He's a unique person. He's been in the public stage for four decades now, since the 1980s. He has a very successful television show. He is a master showman. And there is a strain of populism that is ascendant in the Republican Party. And you hear Donald Trump talk about these issues, they're going to resonate with large sections of the Republican base. And when we look forward to these debates, let's say Marco Rubio is answering a question. Who are the people watching the debate going to want to hear from in the next question? They're going to want to hear from Scott Walker, or are they going to want to hear an answer from Donald Trump? He is endlessly entertaining. Endlessly fascinating, and he has the potential to be very impactful in this race.
Let me tell you how he's dangerous also, and again, everybody can say what they want to say, but if he focuses and he does well, he can get a percentage that in a 20-person field that makes a difference, but this is how he's dangerous.
Yeah.
This is how he's dangerous, and it hasn't been reported here, and we're not picking on George Stephanopoulos, but this is how he's dangerous to other candidates. He doesn't play by the rules. When he's on a debate stage, and he turns to Scott Walker or Marco Rubio or Jeb Bush and hits them not with something mean-spirited, but searing and truthful that nobody else in polite political society would say, it can shape a race.
Nobody has
and
the
so
guts
all these
to
people
say.
Saying that he's going to have no impact, they don't get it.
And who is the candidate on the debate stage that's going to be able to take him mano a mano?
He's fearless. Yeah. The elite opinion about him is that he's a clown and a joke. A lot of things he says don't withstand scrutiny. A lot of things that if you fact check these claims he makes are not true. But you point out correctly, he doesn't play by the rules, and he's not afraid of anybody. And that makes him really dangerous. He is a human IED.
I think the point about Donald Trump is this. In a field where there's 15, 16 candidates, you have an iconic cultural figure who's running for president with vast amounts of wealth, who is completely fearless, who on all of these issues that he is talking about, there is resonance with them with huge swaths of Republican voters in these early primary states. And so when Donald Trump goes out there at a time where trust is completely collapsed in every institution in this country, and he says, hey, I'm going to fight for you, the regular guy. I'm going to fight for you, regular Americans out there that are struggling, that are getting sold short by the political class in the country. It's a powerful message, and he can be very impactful.
Everybody talks about Trump being a joke, and he says a lot of things, obviously, that are crazy. But you don't become a billionaire. You don't become one of the top developers in New York City. You don't have one of the best-selling business books of all time. You don't have one of the most successful TV shows of the past decade. You don't graduate near the top of your class at Wharton, if not the top of your class at Wharton, all by mistake. So all I will say is right now at the beginning of this campaign, people who think he's a joke and a fool need to be careful, because by the end of the campaign, the joke may be on them.